Welcome to the Fresh Start Podcast, brought to you by attorneys Gina Cho and Jeff Curl of JC Law Group, whose practice is dedicated to bankruptcy for individuals and small businesses. Thanks for joining us. I'm Matt Hayes. Please note that this podcast is not legal advice. For more information, visit jclawgroup.com. Now let's welcome Gina and Jeff to our 11th podcast. Thanks for joining us today, guys.
Hi, Matt.
Hi, Matt.
So in our last podcast, we talked about the initial consultation and that you guys aren't scary. It's an actual conversation that you have, and we talked about what that process is like and what people should expect when they come to you asking for help to see if bankruptcy would be a natural good step for where they are in their financial life and where they want to go in the future. Now let's talk about, in this podcast, part two of the last one. And by the way, if you missed the first one, hit stop, go back on the website, and you can listen to the previous one. Let's talk about the process now once someone has made the decision and said, yes, bankruptcy is the next step for me and what I need to do. What does that process look like? And let's go over what people should be expecting. Gina, what's the first step here?
So there's seven steps in completing your bankruptcy. The first step is to do your homework, which is where you gather all of your documents, which has to do with your debts, your assets, and then your income. And then you have to do credit counseling, which is just a very short course that you'll have to complete online, over the phone, or in person. It usually takes about half an hour to 45 minutes. Step three is we'll prepare your bankruptcy petition and then file it with the bankruptcy court. Step four, you have to complete another credit counseling class. Step five is to show up for a very brief meeting with the bankruptcy trustee. That's called a 341 hearing, and that usually lasts about 5 to 10 minutes. Step six is to get your discharge, which is just another way of saying forgiveness of all of your debts. And step number seven is to live debt-free.
I like step number seven. Let's go through them, though, because before we get to step number seven, we have the other six to go through. So let's go through each one, quickly kind of summarize what that includes and what people should be expecting. That first step, do your homework. Tell me a little bit more about that.
When we prepare a bankruptcy petition, it's based on information, and that information is known by the person who's filing. They have all their tax returns. They know which bank accounts they have. We just need the person to go and gather all the documents we need and answer certain questions. And it's a bit of an intensive process because we're just asking for a lot of financial information, and most people don't sit down in their normal daily lives and keep track or think about these questions about who you paid when and what and account numbers and things like that. But these are really important to preparing a bankruptcy petition and making it go smoothly, because that's the whole point here, is by doing a little more work up front, you'll have a smoother ride down the road.
So the next step after that is credit counseling. Gina, is this something you and Jeff do in-house, or do you have partners that you work with on this?
No, we don't do it. There are credit counseling classes that's authorized by the United States trustee. And I'll just add that there's this idea the credit counseling is like a semester-long class and you're going to be graded on it. It's nothing like that. Like I said before, you'll do it online and it'll take you about half an hour to 45 minutes. Pretty painless process.
They kind of just go through some budgeting information with you and prepare a budget and see what it's like. Some people find it useful. Some people find it so easy that it is not very helpful, but it's a requirement to file.
Got it. After that is prepare and file the bankruptcy. Jeff, this sounds like the biggest part of the whole process, and probably at this point too, it can probably get emotional maybe for some of your clients involved. Do you see that?
We do, but usually this is where they're kind of excited because they've gone through the step of contacting us, which is usually the most emotional part, and then they've finished gathering all the documents and information, and that, you know, it's kind of that sense of accomplishment. So at this point, most people are just ready to go. And so when we say prepare the petition and bankruptcy schedules and assets, we're saying we're going to take all the information you gave us and we're going to start preparing everything to file your case. And the more thorough you are, the easier it is. What usually happens is we go, oh, you know what, we don't have this account number. And so there'll be a little back and forth where we'll just clean up some of the steps. But once we have all the information there, we're going to have you come in and we're going to schedule a meeting with you that's going to take about an hour. And we're going to go through your petition page by page and have you sign it, and then we'll file it.
Yeah, and the first three steps, the gathering of all the information and preparing the petition, it's like 90% of the battle. So once you get to this stage, you're almost at the end, really, because there isn't too much else that we have to do.
So after that, then there's another credit counseling session. Is this similar to the first one they did?
Yep, exactly the same drill as the first one. Do it online. Takes about half an hour to 45 minutes.
After that is attend the 341 hearing. What is that?
341 is referring to a code in the bankruptcy code. This is where you meet with your trustee. So if you file a Chapter 7, you're going to meet with the Chapter 7 trustee. If you file a Chapter 13, you meet with the Chapter 13 trustee. And they're going to ask you questions about your financial situation. And most of the questions are pretty routine. They have a list of questions that they ask, and they may ask questions custom to you. You'll see that they'll mark up your petition and look at it. But I want to emphasize a couple things is that one, it's not in a courtroom. There is no judge. It is under oath, but it's not a formal setting. They're not setting you up to trick you. It's, you know, people think it's going to be like they're going to be up on the stand and they're going to get set up and bam, the trustee is going to come around and hit them with something that they didn't know. That's not how they're designed. The trustee just want to get through it. And they usually last about 5 minutes. They can go a little bit longer depending on how complicated things are, but they're fast. I mean, there's typically 5 hearings every 30 minutes.
But do they go through just one hearing, or are they going to be going through multiple ones?
They do this once.
Okay.
They can be continued if there's lots of questions or something wasn't complete,
yeah.
But that's unusual. And the other thing I just want to mention, it's called a meeting of creditors, which implies creditors. And creditors are allowed to show up and ask questions pertaining to your filing if they want to. A creditor showing up is extremely rare. I would say probably in less than 1% of our cases do they actually bother.
So it's more of a just part of the process. It's nothing major that they're going to have to go through. Because many times when I hear something like this, I picture a scene from a television show where I'm be sitting in front of the judge and there's numerous people around you and you're kind of being judged with everything you say. It sounds like it's a complete opposite of that.
Yeah, it's not like a law and order scene. That doesn't happen.
After that, you get discharged.
Yes, and a discharge means your debts are forgiven, those that are dischargeable. And in a Chapter 7, from the moment you have your 341 hearing, your discharge will typically happen 60 days after that. So the whole process for a Chapter 7 from beginning to end is about 90 days. You file, you have your hearing in about 30 days, you get your discharge about 60 days after that. In a Chapter 13, you have the same beginning. You have file your case, you have your 341 meeting in about 30 days. And then what you do with the Chapter 13, though, is you're going to repay some of your debt over a period of time. Most common is 3 years or 5 years in length. And then after you've made all your payments, you've completed the plan, and then you get your discharge after that.
And then after that, Gina, it's your favorite part, live debt-free.
Yes. Yeah, so this is absolutely my favorite part when I get to call my clients and tell them, hey, the judge signed an order discharging your debts, and now you can live debt-free. And I also love hearing back from my clients like a year or two after they file, and they tell me, oh, you know, I now have a savings account and I've developed a budget and I'm living within my means and my credit score is starting to improve. So it's really rewarding work to hear back from the clients and to see how they're doing.
And getting them on that right step towards going to where they ultimately want to be. Through this whole process, are you guys very hand-holding and walking step by step, or is it more of a laid-back thing and you guys let the process happen? How should the client expect your interaction with them through this?
We'll hold their hand as much as it needs to be held. I mean, within reason. We're not going to come over to your house and pull your files for you.
Right.
You know, we have staff, too, that will help with document gathering and helping you along the way and answer questions. And we'll answer questions, too, when they're legal in nature and you need our advice on things.
I think that's a great step-by-step approach to what people should be expecting. Thanks, Gina and Jeff, for sharing that information today.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks.
And thank you for joining us today. For more information and to listen to other episodes of our podcast, visit jclawgroup.com. JC Law Group is a debt relief agency under the United States Bankruptcy Code.